Hello, fellow chess players. Welcome to my podcast, The Talking Chess Piece. You are in check. Today we'll be looking at the chess and drama in the Magnus Carlsen and Hans Nielsen saga, for it truly is a saga. It has taken up days of September. Days and days. There are so many articles, to the point leaders in the chess world have made comments. It has had so many news articles, starting from the 5th of September, breaking news, Magnus Carlsen withdraws from the Singfield Cup 2022. September 5th, possible reasons of Magnus. September, Hans Nielsen was thoroughly checked before the fourth round of the Singfield Cup video. 5th of September, news item. Singfield Cup players and organisers react to Carlsen's withdrawal from the tournament. 5th of September, Hans Newman, R4 post-game interview. At least, he says, I got to beat Magnus Carlsen before he left the Singfield Cup. Ha ha ha. At this point, Hans was totally unaware of what was going on in the chat rooms of the chess playing. However, on the 6th of September, Singfield Cup 2022, article on improving anti-cheating measures after Carlsen's withdrawal, Magnus Carlsen World Chess Champion. On the 6th of September, Fabiano Caruana, former world number 2, says, can't wait to hear more about the Hans effect on the Magnus Carlsen's effect. He was being très drôle, oui. Nevertheless, on the 6th of September, reaction news article, reactions to Magnus Carlsen's withdrawal from the Singfield Cup 2022. Another item on the 6th of September, Nielsen's emotional confession, R5 post-game interview. He admits to in the past having cheated. He says, I cheated in random games on the chess.com, and this was the biggest mistake in my life. I note that he mentions when he was 12 and when he was a teenage boy of 16. Now, September 7th, another news article. Reactions to Hans Niemann's interview. On the 7th of September, another news article. Hans Niemann, I'd like to see what Nakamura has to say now. On the 8th of September, another news item. R6 post-game interview. The silence of my critics speaks for itself. This is referring to when Hans Niemann notoriously, infamously said, the chess self, after he impressively won a game against Magnus Carlsen in the FTX Crypto Club Miami tournament, August 2022. He said, so here when he says, the silence of my critics speaks for itself, is reminiscence to that comment he made. Again, on the 8th of September, another news article, this time involving one of the wealthiest and richest men in the world. Elon Musk comments on accusations towards Hans Niemann. He makes the comments that really create ricochets, not just around the chess, but around the world globally. One of the wealthiest men in the world brings great speculations onto the Hans Niemann and Magnus Carlsen saga chess drama. Then, that article was on the 8th of September. Next, one of the next biggest names in the chess world, Garry Kasparov, comments about Magnus Carlsen's withdrawal. He says it is an act with no precedence in the past 50 years. So basically, he is demanding that Magnus Carlsen, world chess champion, makes a statement. Then, on the 9th of September, Chess.com explains its decision to remove Hans Niemann from the platform in the official statement. article, 9th of September, Daniel Wrench, who I believe is the CEO of chess.com, statement. This tweet speaks for itself. Again, referring back to the infamous chess speaks for itself. Daniel Wrench says, this tweet speaks for itself. Then, another news article on the 9th of September, Hikaru Nakamura, USA Grandmaster, 5 times USA Chess Champion of America, Hikaru Nakamura reacts to Hans Niesmann's interview. Here, Hikaru makes it very clear he finds some of the analysis of Hans to be confusing and not of the requisite standards of a 2700 plus club member. So he's actually disappointed with the way Hans is explaining himself. In that article, he says something to that. Then we have another article on the 9th of September. Susan Polgaard, a great woman chess player, the sister of historically strongest woman chess player in history, Judith Polgar. She says that Carlsen has this to say about it. The professional reputation of many parties is at stake. So she makes a statement saying this really needs to be taken seriously and the matter needs to be resolved as soon as possible. Then on the 9th of September, Garry Kasparov, a former world champion for several years. I think he holds the world record. But anyway, he says, unless the chess world is to be dragged down by these pathetic rumours, clear statements must be made by all parties concerned. So we have that by Garry Kasparov, one of the best chess players in world history. And then on the 9th of September, Hans Niemann keeps analysing his games with MVR. All this is happening. All of this is happening. All of this is happening. And it's been riding for days. So then, on the 9th of September, another article where Hans Niemann R7 post-game interview. It's absolutely ridiculous to play chess under these conditions. Basically, he's saying that this has played on his mind, affected the standard of his play, and he just wants this to stop. However, on the 10th of September, Hikaru Nakamura and Daniel Narodowski speak about cheating in chess. On the 10th of September, Hans Niemann's fans gather in front of the St. Louis Chess Club. He has a little groupie going on, some girls come out making nice little posters for him. Now, on the 10th of September, Singapore Cup Chief Arbiter statement. We have no indication that any player has been playing unfairly in the Singfield Cup 2022. That's one article. On the 11th of September, we have another article. New allegations within Niemann Carlsen case. Hans Niemann performs much better with live DGT boards. This is noted. However, another article comes out on the 11th of September. Nigel Davies says, if Carlsen does not speak soon, the FIDE Ethics Commission should act. He again is concerned about the reputation of chess. Now, on the 11th of September, Alexander Grishuk talks about Niemann's Carlsen case. Magnus freaked out for a reason. So Alexander Grishuk, Grandmaster Alexander Grishuk of Russia, is saying that Magnus Carlsen, world chess champion, had to have a good reason for behaving this way. Then,